Sage, no hugging, caroling, or playing Monopoly on COVID Christmas, say government advisors. By Kurt Zindelka on November 29, 2020. Britons should avoid gathering around the Monopoly board, singing with family members, or hugging loved ones during the Christmas season, the government's scientific quango has warned. While the British state has ordained that up to 3 households will be able to gather for a 5-day Christmas bubble easing of the lockdown restrictions, the government's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SHEE, which has been spearheading the Boris Johnson's response to the Chinese coronavirus, outlined a stifling list of Christmas guidelines in order to reduce transmission of the virus over the holiday season. Sage said that families should avoid board games, such as Monopoly or Trivial Pursuit, advising that groups should instead play quizzes and the like in order to limit interaction. The scientific group went on to suggest that revelers create timetables for Christmas caroling on certain streets, rather than traveling door to door, suggesting everyone to come outside to ring bells. For example, the Christmas Eve jingle, which would echo the clap for carers activities of March and April, according to Sky News. A professor of infectious disease epidemiology at University College London, Dame Anne Johnson, told The Telegraph, "If carolers ring the doorbell, they need to back away and sing from the street and not into your house." Professor Johnson went on to call on people to avoid mixing households if possible, saying, "The more people you mix with, the more likely you are to bring the virus into the family, so limit your numbers. 3 households could be 18 or it could be 4 people," she said. Dame Anne said that relatives should sit at least 2 meters apart and to avoid face-to-face contact where possible, saying, "That sounds kind of bonkers, doesn't it? But I guess you can have a nice Christmas dinner spread out in your sitting room with your turkey on your knee," adding, "The fewer people you've got around the Christmas table, the better." The scientific body also said to avoid close contacts with elderly relatives, telling people to refrain from kissing or hugging their loved ones, as well as stationing grandparents near open windows when at the kitchen table. "Where possible, identify ways to move celebrations and observances outside," Sage said. In a press conference with Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday, Professor Chris Woody said, "Would I encourage someone to hug and kiss their elderly relatives? No, I would not. If you want them to survive to be hugged again." On Wednesday, Peter Openshaw of the New and Emerging Respiratory Virus Threats Advisory Group warned that kissing your grandparents may be delivering a deadly dose of the virus. The second national lockdown, which is set to end on December 2nd, will be replaced with a stricter form of the tiered regional restrictions, with almost all of England projected to be placed in either Tier 2 or 3 of the restrictions. Brexit leader Nigel Farage predicted that Britons will defy the draconian restrictions, saying, "This is lockdown in all but name. I think that mass rule-breaking is coming." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.